Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Parks and Recreation by Kenneth Shamley. I went to college to become a park ranger, but ended up teaching English for 40 years. Oops. But it was not a concession, not at all. I've told this story to students and colleagues before, but I want to set down how one conversation, one perceptive teacher, redirected my life. I had wanted to be a park ranger since age 11 when I joined the Boy Scout troop led by my Uncle Bob. I liked pitching our canvas tent with its heavy poles and cooking burgers over a fire. I cultivated a book love with Sequoia and Yosemite, pored over any National Geographic which featured parks, and constantly browsed our worn copy of America's Wonderlands. When I graduated from high school, I had a plan. 2 years at Mars Hill College, a small Baptist school concession to my father, who was leery of me being lost at Clemson, and then transfer to a school exactly like Clemson for a degree in wildlife biology or parks and recreation. At a liberal arts college, though, one begins with the basics. I took 2 semesters of freshman composition with Dr. Mary Erick, a proper Midwestern lady with precise diction and a busy red pen. The first term we reviewed essay patterns and grammar. I remember writing a comparison contrast paper on drum solos, setting Ginger Baker's Toad against Mike Shreve in Soul Sacrifice and Ron Bushy in Inagata Devita. Writing about Cream, Santana, and Iron Butterfly was not something I had done in high school. Our second term was critical approaches to literature, formalist, mythic, psychoanalytic, etc. I enjoyed dissecting Christina Rossetti's Goblin Market more than looking at slides through a dirty microscope in biology. Near the end of my freshman year, Dr. Erick, who was also my advisor, turned from her neatly organized desk as we were planning my sophomore schedule and said, "Ken, do you know you can write?" I did not. I was surprised and a little embarrassed, like, does she mean that's weird or something? My parents read a lot and encouraged my brother and me to do the same. Our father read 2 daily newspapers and weekly Time, Life, and U.S. News and World Report. Both our parents read Bible commentaries and taught Sunday school throughout our childhood and adolescence. They had never pushed me to write, but eventually I understood the connection between reading and vocabulary strength, paragraph structure, and range of allusion. "You should consider being an English major," she said. "I think you would be really good at it." Okay. All my kindly advisor meant, I thought, was that I was an 18-year-old who could put together a 5-paragraph theme with decent support, sentence variety, and accurate spelling. No big deal. I was heading off for the summer and a 6-week camping trip with my brother across the Southwest, through the Sierras and on to Wyoming. This is what I am meant to do. I thought over and over on that trip, looking out from Point Imperial at the North Rim, standing insignificantly before the General Grant tree in Kings Canyon, and moose-watching at the Willow Flats overlook in the Tetons. We took roll after roll of film with our Kodak Instamatic and rangefinder Minolta. Back at Mars Hill in late August, I had tales to tell and plenty of color prints to pass around, but there was something else, something missing. I wanted to write about it. That life-changing trip needed more than a photo album. It needed words. Would being a park ranger give me the tools to express that need? Would taking botany and management classes satisfy me like the poems I was already composing? I did not know. I liked science, wanted to be outdoors, naively loved the idea of a Park Service career. But the possibility Dr. Ehrig had posed was working on me. Rangerhood was several semesters and a transfer away. I could write right now and study literature. After a couple of days fraught with, "But you always wanted to," and "What if?" I made a decision, dropping my science-heavy class load and signing up for creative writing, American literature, and U.S. history. The white-haired registrar looked sternly at me. "Son, are you sure you know what you're doing?" "I think so," I said. "Yes," I said, sitting up a little straighter. And that was that. My jump, my grab. I did not become a park ranger, but over the years I taught wilderness literature, composition with an environmental focus, even a course on river literature as co-leader of a 21-day kayak trip, tracing the Savannah River drainage all the way from Toxaway to Tybee Island. I kept my interest and worked it into my passion, words. An insightful teacher saw something I did not, and opportunity after opportunity opened for me like all the wonderful books in a library. Copyright 2021, Kenneth Shamley. Kenneth Shamley, Mills River, North Carolina, is Emeritus Professor of English at Brevard College in North Carolina. His poems have appeared in the North Carolina Literary Review, Cold Mountain Review, Ekphrasis, Worcester Review, Naugatuck River Review, and many others, including 6 editions of Cackalack, an anthology of Carolina poets. He has published 2 award-winning chapbooks, Absolute Faith, Byline Press, and Logic of the Lost, Longleaf Press, and received 3 Pushcart Prize nominations. Ken recently completed a poetic biography of 19th century American landscape painter Albert Bierstadt. Check him out at kennethshamley.com. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 4 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.